Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Morning, everyone.
Today is such a great day.
Why is that?
Did you know that today is National Cupcake Day?
Today is National Cupcake Day.
National Cupcake Day.
What better way to celebrate than with cupcakes?
We brought cupcakes.
Ooh, a cupcake.
Everyone's got their cupcake. Cupcake, cupcake. Good. Yes.
The cupcake has landed. Repeat. The cupcake has landed.
Suck it up, cupcake.
We're letting the show begin.
The cupcake has landed.
It's landed.
I love that.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty.
Oh, man.
It is Tuesday, only Tuesday today.
Yes, I know.
6:07.
I know.
Show number 2025.
Okay. All right.
Which reminds me of Zager and Evans, the song, yes, that's the year 2525.
Yes, that's
National
right.
Cupcake Day.
Yeah.
With my little radio cupcake.
Thank you.
Carla Ray.
Thank you. Where's that sound? Diddle-diddle-ding.
Yeah. No, we don't have a budget for that. Sorry.
No, we do not.
You just get a little.
Morty, hit
there you
that.
Go.
Okay. That's fine. Exactly. That's what I get for smiling right
mm-hmm.
there. Ding. Oh, it is nice to be here. It really is. We got, 10 days? 10 days.
That's about it.
10 days. That's it. Mm-hmm. I actually ran in to pick some things up yesterday that I had ordered. One place I had to go into because they can usually just dump them in the trunk.
Yeah.
But I had to run in to get something. It was like, gosh, I miss the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I miss the mall.
I don't know how many.
They treat you well, too, when you go in.
Oh, I bet.
Yes.
I bet.
Yes. Yeah.
I bet you a lot of people do.
Hi. Come back. No, don't leave.
Don't run away.
Yes. Oh, man. Are you done?
No.
With your Christmas?
No.
I know. What am I thinking? It's like the 15th.
I'm waiting until next week.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Well,
the hustle
year,
and bustle.
There's not as much hustle and bustle
okay.
this year. So
well.
It's kind of a lot of people driving up to curbside pickup and
yeah.
to get their jeans and they're out of there.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to change just
okay.
for a simple virus.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, right. You go ahead. You might have to only because they have. But
right.
yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, looking forward to the holidays. Of course, our vacation.
Right.
Right around the corner. So that's
yes.
Something to look forward
Looking
to.
Forward to that.
Sunshine today, tomorrow too. High in the mid 50s, mid to oh, upper 50s.
Okay.
It's 43 now. First take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Now is your chance to step in, Morty. Kelly Clarkson recovering from a high heel accident.
Uh oh.
The big one. She was running late. She said, "I hate to be late, so I was running in my heels." Bad decision. Possible ACL injury.
What?
Yeah. You ever tried to run in those things? Jeez. She said, and I quote, "So fun. So 2020. Just the gift that keeps on giving. Really been a great year."
Wow.
Let's see. The divorce, which has been the absolute worst for her. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Cleveland Indians. You know, we had talked about this off the air. They will change their name. Next, I think they're still going to be the Indians next year, but after that, they'll change it to something less offensive.
Okay.
They should maybe just call themselves the Indians. Stop it! That's just silly, Carla. Take it back. I do love Cleveland, though. After purging content, listen to this, from non-verified users on their site, Pornhub dropped from 13.5 million videos... 13.5 million to 4.5 million videos.
Wow.
So I hope there's something you people can find to watch on Pornhub after that. You're down to like a third of what you had.
Yeah.
4.7 million. You know there's somebody out there saying, well, I've probably seen all of them now
yeah.
that they got rid of the rest of them. Jeez.
The good quality
yeah,
videos
well,
are
this
gone.
Sucks. That
yeah.
sucked. And
seen it.
I
seen
know,
it.
Exactly.
Seen it.
Oh, what is this? Step? No. No. Stepmom? No. Saw that one. Oh, virus? Yeah. Saw that one. Jeez. No, they're in their spacesuits. It's great. And we will play this. We will play this on our next break. I think you heard it, Mike. Angus Young. He mentions their most regrettable song. And there is one. And I thought, well, how bad could it be? It's just different. And we'll play it for you.
If I were to play it for you and not tell you who it was.
Yeah. You'd have no idea.
Or who it is.
Yeah.
You would never guess.
No, you'd have no idea. They did an interview recently talking about just that, a bunch of their music. And he said, yeah, that's probably our most regrettable song. We will play that for you coming up. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. 640, John Schaefer with news in just a couple of minutes. A few things for you to play, for us to play for you. You had mentioned the AC/DC, most regrettable song of all time.
Yeah.
If I were to play this for you and you didn't know it was AC/DC, please. I got news for you. You would never guess. Here it is. It's called Love Song.
High Voltage album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
can we skip over this one? Can
you know, if they ever did that in concert, that's when you go get the beer.
Yes,
and
exactly.
The hot dog and the big pretzel.
I think, John, Mike, I think at one time all really heavy rock bands thought we should do a rock ballad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's one band that should have thought, a second thought.
No, we don't do rock ballads.
No.
No.
Where are those guys from England? Tell you how to do a AC/DC song. The other thing I want to play for you, because Saved by the Bell is blowing up now.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yes, it is.
So, Jimmy Fallon last night on The Tonight Show, along with The Roots, had some of the cast members from Saved by the Bell to do their new version.
Yes, because they have the reboot now.
Because coronavirus isn't enough.
Exactly.
Here's the new theme song.
When I wake up in the morning and the lump is out of woman, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my clothes and I get myself a little, I'm at the corner just in
early 90s, NBC 2020, streaming on Peacock, P. Engel, show creator, Jesse Kelly, Zach.
A.C. Slater, the preppy hater, the Jesse's panel gator, life is greater when we're reunited.
I'm so excited!
She is stuck with that, isn't she?
I know.
Time out. Looks like some things never change.
There you go. So you had Jimmy Fallon and then Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Black Thought from The Roots, Mario Lopez, and Elizabeth Berkley.
Yeah, I'll post it. I'll post the video.
Mark Paul Gosselaar wrapped it up. So that's,
yes.
I don't know if that's actually the new theme song, but that's what he did.
No, it's something that he came up with to have some fun with Jimmy Fallon. And it was fun. It's fun to watch.
Right. But I do feel bad for Elizabeth Berkley because the I'm So Excited thing, that's going to haunt her for the rest of her life.
I don't know if she really cares. I mean, come on. She did Showgirls. Why should she care?
Exactly.
Yeah. What a bounce back that was.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're darn right. Best worst movie ever.
Ever.
Right there. Showgirls. Watch it during the pandemic.
Yep. Push that other girl down the stairs. She was in my way.
One footnote to the Monday night football game last night, where Baltimore came from behind to beat Cleveland 47-42. They're the Ravens quarterback, Jackson.
Yes. Yeah, Lamar Jackson. There are strong rumors. You know, he was kind of off and on the field. He was cramping.
He had to leave the game in the final quarter for a while.
Yeah.
And he said he was cramping up, or that's what the report was.
Yes, there are the reports now are that he doesn't... He hasn't admitted to it, but that he had to poop. He came back out on the field.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. And he was much lighter and doing okay once he came back on the field. But, yes, a lot of people and some in the organization said, he had to poop. So he
Took that long, huh?
Oh, please. I mean, come on. Come on.
That's wild because their backup quarterback that went to Penn State, John knows him very well.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy McSorley comes in.
Yeah.
Doesn't do that well, but and gets hurt.
Right, I know.
Because Jackson had to go poop.
Listen, you gotta go.
I guess.
You know?
We'll talk more about that next hour.
Yeah.
By the way, our Las Vegas Raiders back over at the Zumba, the Allegiant Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, they take on the Chargers.
Okay.
So try and get back on the winning
streak.
Okay. So we'll see what happens.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps inspire me for the day.
The best mornings every day.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Where we play the most commercial-free hits of the 80s and more. Now get ready for an annual tradition here at KKLZ. It's commercial-free Christmas coming soon.
Good.
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. 7:09. What the heck went on at the airport yesterday?
Oh, jeez. Wow.
We have that audio from a guy who just darted onto the tarmac.
Yeah, that was weird.
And hopped on a plane.
Uh-huh. On a plane. Literally on a plane. Yes.
Not in the plane.
Nope, on the plane.
Not the fuselage.
No.
Hold on. Crazy. We have a little bit of that tower to pilot conversation. Yeah. Listen to this.
Do you see this guy out here at intersection Alpha 8 between the runways? He's now entering the runway and walking towards us with his hands up.
No, I don't see him looking. Hold short runway 8 left at Alpha 8.
He's off of our nose about 300 yards.
You are clear to do whatever you need to do if you want to get on the runway or taxi away from this individual that's approved.
We're not going to do that. We're going to wind up shutting down the motors. He's running at us right now. We need security out here ASAP.
Okay. You can do whatever you want, like take off.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, we're not going to take off. There's a guy on the tarmac.
Yeah, and he hopped on the wing of the plane.
John will have more on that a little bit later on next half hour in news, but that was wild. How the guy even got out there
is. It's funny to watch, but I mean, I don't, yeah, it was weird.
A little unnerving.
Very, very weird.
Sunshine today and tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s, 43 now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, apparently, excuse me, coming into 2020, none of us were getting enough sleep as it was. Well, according to research, the average American is sleeping less this year. A lot of it is stress. Last year, we slept an average of 6 hours, 17 minutes a night. This year, 5 hours and 30 minutes, 5.5 hours. That's not good.
No.
Average person says they're going to bed earlier, but they're waking up way earlier than they did last year. So there you go.
I don't know about you, but if I get 5 hours, a good 5, 6 hours, yeah. I think I'm pretty good.
I don't think I get that at all during the week.
Not at all?
I think I get about 4 hours. I can't go to bed early. You know, I get up early. Yeah. It's horrible for your body, by the way. They say 7 to 8, the very least is what you should get.
Let me tell you,
die early.
I don't have a lot to work with as it is now.
Exactly. We're doomed. Yeah. We're absolutely doomed. We really are.
Why did he die?
Yeah.
He didn't get enough sleep.
Exactly. I know. I wish I could. I just can't go to bed early. I don't know what it is.
Really?
I was a night person, I think, for so long. And I just, I don't get to bed before probably 10, 10:30. I don't fall asleep. And then I'm up at like 2, 2:15. So, yeah, I know.
Well, you were that ultimate party girl.
I'm trying. Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. Yeah, I wish they'd open back up because this blows, man. Blows!
What was the over 40 club on Tropicana?
Oh,
hopscotch or something?
No, it was called club. No, the hop. It was the hop. Yeah, it was the hop.
Hopscotch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to open club 4-0. That's what I want to open.
Right.
Maybe we'll do club 5-0 that opens actually at like 5.
Right. And stays open until like 10.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. Because I eat. I'm out. I want to go out, man.
Last call.
Yeah. What am I waiting until midnight to go to a club? No.
Oh,
listen,
boy.
People moving out of cities, moving into new cities. The cities people most moved to and away from in 2020. Top 5 cities people moved to: Austin, Phoenix, Nashville, Tampa, and Jacksonville. Those last two, of course, Florida.
Yeah.
Cities that people left most: Hartford, Connecticut, New York, San Francisco, Chicago, and Cleveland. They're getting out of there because they are bigger cities. They're much more concentrated. And I think with the pandemic, a lot of people said,
except for San Francisco, which gets a little chilly.
Yeah.
But all those other cities, very cold.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And people have had it.
Yeah, they sure have. And listen, plan your cookies for Santa wisely, people. Pepperidge Farms warning people that they might not have Milano cookies during the holidays.
Whoa.
There's a Milano cookie shortage. It's a mix of production issues because of the pandemic and much more demand for the cookies this past year. People
they didn't see that coming?
Shoveling. Well, no, I don't think they planned for a pandemic and people just want to sit around eating their cookies. So,
well, it's not something that just popped up.
I know. But those production issues, a lot of those assembly line type things have been affected by this because they can't have that many people.
Okay.
So if you see them on the shelves, get them. Santa likes them or you're going to have to make cookies. And I don't have time to make cookies for Santa Claus. I'm trying to get 4 hours of sleep a night, for the love of God.
I'm hoarding toilet paper and Milanos.
And Milanos, that's right.
That's all I need.
Santa, you can have a square of each, all right? That's all you're getting. Oh, my gosh, it's Tuesday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Talking about the game last night, Monday Night Football. The Ravens came back to beat Cleveland. It was a great game. Lamar Jackson, the last year's MVP quarterback for the Ravens, was out of the game. They took him out.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter, he was out for a while, and people, he's cramping up, and he's in the locker room. And, and you see him running back through the hallways.
Yes.
Come to find out, and you had read this somewhere. I hadn't heard this yet.
Yeah, well, and most of the league is saying he just had to poop.
That's it.
And he didn't want to admit it. Now, I don't know if this came from his mouth, but it is all over the internets this morning.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, all over social media, and it's pretty funny. There have been some memes done and things like that, but it appears he may have just had to poop.
And there's a lot of times players have admitted to just, if they have to pee their pants, they do it.
They just do it, yeah.
But you're poop out there, is
you're
a different...
sweating anyhow, yeah.
That's a whole different story.
It is, but, you know, oh, Lordy. I can't even imagine you're playing football. Yeah, you're right. That is a different story. You don't want some guy, you know, tackling you and...
Right.
Jeez. Yes. No.
Did you just poop?
Yeah.
What about you? You're on... When you do your stand-up comedy, there's no break.
No. People used to laugh at me and didn't understand why. I don't eat before I go on stage anymore. Because many, many years ago, and I was doing a week, and I believe this was in Was it L.A.? Or it might have been... I don't know. Or it was one of the improvs. Might have been Irvine. And I got off stage early. My stomach, oh my God, my stomach was killing me. I was just cramping up. And I cut my show short, like 8 minutes.
Wait a second. That's what they said about Lamar Jackson. He was cramping up.
Is
that code?
Well, it might be. I mean, I really had to. And we had gone to dinner before and all that. And I cut my show short.
So your stomach starts gurgling.
But you feel, you know, things.
Right.
You know, that kind of knocking at the door. And you got to open that door. You got to let it, you know.
So you speed along to get to a punchline or something?
I did. That's exactly what I did. But I just, and then that was it. Because it was like, and I had told the other comic too, listen, the guy hosting, I end with this. It was like, I didn't. And so I'm coming off stage and he's doing the old, she's done. Okay. And I,
How many other people have found yourself in that situation? Not doing stand-up, of course, or playing professional football, but in a situation... Wow. That you just had to bow out. It was a little awkward. But when you have to go, you have to go.
Man.
And everybody knows it.
Yeah, exactly.
702-739-9636. Hey, we're just being honest this morning.
Yes, we are being honest.
And very transparent.
Because it happens to the best of them.
It happens to all of us.
Jeez.
At one point or another in your life, there comes that time.
Horrible.
I just have to go.
I'm so sorry.
All right? Text or call. We'd love to hear from you.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning. No matter how you slice it,
the Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3
KKLC.
702-739-9636. Anytime you want to reach out, text or call. 738, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Talking about the game last night where the current MVP, NFL MVP, Lamar Jackson of Baltimore, the quarterback, had to leave the game, and they said he was cramping up. Had to go from the tent to the dugout and was in there, or to the locker room.
Right, right.
Was in there quite a bit. Now, you're saying all over social media.
Yeah, they're saying that he had to go.
He had to go number two.
He had to poo. Yeah.
And John, your quarterback from Penn State, Trace McSorley.
Yes.
He came in, didn't do that well.
No.
Plus, while I guess Lamar's trying to go number two, he got hurt.
Yeah.
So they limp him off the field.
Baltimore's got issues.
Yes, but Lamar was back spry as could be. I'm good. Put me in, coach.
Seemed a little faster.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we just wanted to know if this has ever happened to you, like with Carla doing stand-up on stage, because there's no break for you. You get up and sometimes you do anywhere from, 30 to 45 minutes to an hour.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And sometimes you have to go, and that's why I don't eat before I go on stage. I just don't do it. Carrie Ann said, I had a job interview in San Francisco. I had the stomach flu a couple days prior, but I told myself I'd be fine. I'll be just fine. Well, in the interview, which turned out to be quite a long interview, my stomach just started making noise. I had horrible cramps, and I had to just excuse myself from the interview. The CEO who was interviewing me was quite baffled, and I tried to explain to him in some professional manner what had happened. He understood. I didn't get the job, but he understood. Joe said, I had to go. This is terrible. While riding ATVs in Hawaii. Went to a luau the night before, and the food just didn't sit well with me. And, you know, there's no bathroom. There's no TP.
And there's a lot of bumping going on when you're on a...
Well, he said, but there is an ocean. I'm going to leave it at... Wow. Oh,
it's good enough for the fish.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Oh, no.
I do remember when the band was playing a gig, and it was one of the songs that I sing.
Yeah.
And I thought I could make it through. And we were on a break after the song. Uh-huh. It was the big finish.
I know I can make it through to this. We're going to...
And so Steve started, you know, the lead guitar player starts playing a break.
Yeah.
And I just sneak off stage.
Keep playing Steve.
And it had to be like 5-6 minutes. And I just come back, and they're like, where did you go? I said, I had to go.
I'm really sorry. You did not want me to stay here on stage.
No, no. Now, Jody has a story. My wife has a story. I got to get clearance from her before I tell it, if I can at all.
Yeah.
But I'll just say it was a trip down to Mexico.
Yeah.
I think both you and John have heard the story.
Yeah, it's a terrible feeling, and it's great. I mean, once you make it, that's good.
But if you can't?
Oh, Lordy, then there's that. And that's not ever happened to me, thank God.
All right, let me find out if she minds if I tell that story then.
I'm sure she'll be fine with it. Just go ahead.
You know what? I'll let her tell it. How about that?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It's Tuesday morning, 8:10 from last hour. We were taking those texts because we started talking about Lamar Jackson from the Baltimore Ravens. The reason now people are saying that he was out of the game late in the game, got back in to pick up the win over Cleveland. He had to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
It was evidently cramping up means it's code for I have to go poop.
Well, yes, I know. He was cramping. He was having cramps. Yeah. Okay.
So I asked Jody, I said, can I tell the short version of the Mexico trip?
Right.
She goes, what's the short version? Yeah. I told her, she goes, fine. Yeah. This was the first time we traveled together.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This was the first time.
Well, that says a lot right there.
And on the way back, the night before we left, I guess she had something that didn't agree with her.
Where'd you go?
We went to a restaurant and had lobster and stuff like that.
Okay.
But the short version is we're at the airport and we're going to our gate, but she says, hey, listen, I have to go to the bathroom. Didn't make it.
Oh, no.
Was in there for 15, 20 minutes. She had on this... this white suit, white jeans and white shirt. And so I find out what happens. I go running around trying to find her new clothes.
Oh, that's right.
I buy her like this little girl's large shirt that says glitter, Mexico or something. I don't know. And a sarong, but it wasn't. It was a blanket made out of wool. And I ran back to her and I said, here.
You just did that to mess with her, didn't you?
No, I, you know what?
Is this good? There you go.
and it, you know, I said, we get on the plane and I said to her, I said, she goes, do I smell funky or anything?
Yeah.
I said, no, but let me get on first.
Wear your sarong. No, it's a blanket.
Oh.
Okay? It's a flannel blanket. It's not a sarong.
Then I took
awesome.
Off a donkey or something.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So that's the short version.
He's got the good, the bad, and the ugly with the hat and the poncho.
All of a sudden you hear whistling.
Yes.
You hear whistling as she gets on the plane.
Oh,
I swear to God,
man.
That's the short version. You have heard the story from her.
I have. Oh,
and she's told
Lord.
It to John.
Oh,
and,
my gosh. Yes.
And
yes.
It was the first time. She said afterwards, she goes, you know what? There are probably a lot of guys that would have just said, screw this.
Yes, exactly.
But you stuck with me, and now we've been happy for all these years.
Oh,
so.
My Lord. Oh,
anyway.
Wow.
All right. So, sunshine today, tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. I hope she said okay. All right. Well, it's out there. She's not the only one, I'm sure. It's about 44 now.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Mariah Carey's.
I see a theme to this show.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I know.
And we got Russ. Our good friend Russ is on the phone. He has another story
okay.
for us.
Okay,
so
all right.
We'll get to that soon.
We play it. I'm sure it's coming up today. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has returned to number one on
what?
The Hot 100. Yep, every year. And Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano, he hit the top 10 for the first time with that song, which I can't believe.
It's been out for how long?
Yeah, I know it's been on the charts. Everybody thinks that a hit song goes to number one. They don't always go to number one, but they're hit songs.
And we've talked about this before. Great example, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
With all the great songs they've had, only one number one.
Right. I think you could say that about Heart, and I believe it was These Dreams, which was actually sung by Nancy Wilson, which is interesting. Billboard's list of the best top pop albums. The best pop albums of the year includes kind of what you would think. Miley Cyrus, Plastic Hearts, which is a really good album. Folklore, also very good. Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga's Chromatica. Of course, Ariana Grande is on there. All of your pop artists kind of at the top. Tons of females on that chart, which is very cool. Listen to this. The movies only took in $2.3 billion this year. Now, you might think, wow, that $2.3 billion, down 80%. Last year, almost $12 billion. It's the lowest total in 40 years. Wow is right. The Office, a lot of Office fans out there. The show, moving from Netflix to Peacock at the beginning of the year. Seasons 1 and 2 you'll get to see for free. You want to see the rest of that and so many others, you'll have to buy a subscription to the Peacock Network. $4.99, or you can pay the $10. No ads on that. And I don't know if anyone is dealing with this right now, but a lot going on with Ticketmaster. Apparently, they're kind of forcing fans right now who want a refund for shows that were indefinitely postponed to file arbitration if they actually want their refund.
Man.
I know. That really does suck. Come on. This year, you guys, come on.
And you're talking like a ticket that might probably cost $150, $200, $300.
Exactly. At which you could probably have used this year, the money, you know, and you don't know if a lot of these artists are going to play again or, I mean, you know.
And at this point, you don't care.
No,
I just want my money back.
Yeah. So there's, they're forcing people to basically go to court for their whatever, couple $100 up to more, I'm sure, but. Not cool, Ticketmaster. Not cool. That is my take for now, and that is my opinion. That is just my opinion. All this sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
This topic is dragged on.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But all these pooping stories, and Russ, our good friend Russ, is on the phone. What's going on?
First off, Mike, I give you a lot of props for asking Jody first.
Thank you.
Smart man. You know, I'm a preacher. I was doing a sermon once. Well, I was getting ready to do one, and I drank a lot of coffee prior to the service. So I said, well, I have plenty of time to go sneak off to the restroom before I have to get up there. And before I knew it, it's hard to stall during a church service. There's a lot of amens and hallelujahs going on.
Oh, man.
And while we're waiting for Pastor Russ, let's do another song. So I'm running up there.
Because Russ, as a pastor, you don't have a go-to guy.
Right.
Like, in other words, playing in a band.
Yeah.
Just play a little longer lead.
Right, right.
Or with
drum
you.
Drum solo.
Drum solo with you. Bring on the next act.
Right, right.
Right. So the deacon before me is announcing. So while we're waiting for Pastor Russ to come out of the restroom, let's do another. I'm like, really?
That's what he said?
Yes.
Oh, Noah, he built him an arky, arky, arky. Where is he? Where's Pastor Russ?
No discreet at all.
Listen, next time you cover for me, you don't have to mention why you're covering for me.
Oh, my God.
Right. Next time you cover for me, don't cover
for
me.
Yeah, just go to the hymnal.
Listen, I remember growing up as an altar boy, our priest had a very low tolerance for any movement or anything that would screw up the mass.
Especially Catholic Church back then.
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, you'd see little Mikey bowing out.
Well, itchy nose.
I just have to go to the bathroom. I mean,
and you got that look, didn't you?
And when I came back, the priest just would look at me. I said, of course, there, you don't even open the conversation. No. And what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I had to poop. Come on. Go on with your Hail Marys. Jeez.
And also with you, okay? Also with you.
Oh, Russ.
Have a good day, Russ.
Take care, my friend.
It was brutal. And everybody, going to the mass knows what's going on.
So. Oh, yeah.
All right. Dinner and a movie. Your chance to win coming up in 5 minutes.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. 837, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Dinner and a movie. Let's do it. Just light it up.
Okay.
It's Tuesday. We'll make it easy.
All right.
Ninth caller at 702-739-9636. The movie. It's a digital download for the movie The Stand-In with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. It actually looks very, very funny. She, you know what? T.J. Miller, Holland Taylor also in it. An uber-famous comedian. Drew Barrymore. This is funny. She hires her set stand-in to take her place after being ordered to serve a year in rehab. The woman flips the script, steals her identity, career, and her boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, in this movie, a Trading Places movies, if you will. The Stand-In, it is called.
Drew Barrymore, plus we'll throw in a Papa John's pizza.
Okay.
Ninth caller will make it nice and easy, 702-739-9636. Dial it up. We'll see if we can't find a winner here in a couple of minutes. One more. You want one more poop story? This has taken on a life of its own.
Well, then this is terrible. Poor Adrian. She said, oh, my God. Have you ever been somewhere, you know, when you had to, go and you made it? You made it. Thank God. And then the toilet didn't flush. That has never happened to me. Thank God. No, that has never happened. At somebody else's house, I mean. No,
because we've talked about that before, where you have to go out and clear your... Hey, by the way.
Yes, yes.
That was not me.
Yes,
I mean, that's
right.
Me, but it's not me.
Yeah, but somebody was in there before. No.
Chris, what about you? Tell your story. Go ahead.
I'd like to add to the poop stories.
Oh. Why not?
Okay. Ironically enough, the last guy that was on, his name was Russ, and my brother's name is Russ. This is a hockey-related poop story.
Oh, boy. Which, by the way, a lot more equipment to take off than football.
Yes.
Especially when you're a goalie. So keep that in mind while I tell this story. We used to play hockey out at the Henderson Ice Rink a long time ago.
Right.
Before PepCon happened. So it was more like pickup. A little bit more competitive. But me and my other two brothers would play. And my younger brother was on the opposing team. And I was playing defenseman for my brother that was playing goalie. And between play, it kind of stopped. He goes, man, if I got to do the splits again, I'm going to crap my pants. That's it.
Oh, man.
Okay. That's a little TMI. But before the next face-off, I talked to my younger brother. I said, hey, whatever you do, make him do the splits.
Well, of course, because that's your brother.
Of course. He looked at me and goes, why? I said, just do it. It's going to be fun. All right. It takes a little bit for the play to develop. He's coming down the ice, and he kind of dekes him one way and goes the other way and makes him move, and he does the split. He made a great save when he made the split, but then he immediately got up, rolled over to start taking his equipment off, and he's scrambling to get off the ice. And I'm going, everybody's like, what's going on? I was like, come on. And we just kind of like hear as he's kind of going into the bathroom stall, and you just hear elbows banging on the metal doors. And then at one point,
yeah.
I go,
yes.
Because in a pickup game, you don't actually have to go to the locker room to take off your stuff.
No.
You just drop it right there.
Oh, my gosh. And then after a while, he realized he wasn't going to make it. He just said, screw it. And he
that is good. That is fun. Oh,
great story.
Gosh.
You have a great day. Thank you for the call.
You do the same thing.
Gabby, we're taking caller number 9, and you are a winner.
Thank you.
You got the digital download for that new Drew Barrymore movie, The Stand-In, courtesy of our friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, plus a Papa John's pizza. And for a second chance to win, everybody else, go to our website to the contest page, 963kklz.com. Hang on, Candy. We'll tell you how to pick everything up.
All right, thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1-Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Police in Australia are looking for a guy who intentionally used the rubber from tires on his electric bike.
Oh, okay.
To draw, quote, explicit images on the sidewalk. So as he went down the sidewalk.
Oh, all right.
Boy, talk about really laying rubber.
Oh, yes.
Or rubber.
Rubber, yes.
Rubber.
Wow.
20-year-old guy in Florida who was stopped for drunk driving had an AR-15 on his lap.
Mm, okay, sure.
And he said it was because he'd, quote, seen some crazy stuff since moving to Florida from Alabama.
From Florida to Alabama. Okay.
To Florida from Alabama.
Either way.
Back or forth. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't work both ways.
Always got to be prepared. You never know what's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh. Well, a man from Thailand, he was, speaking of which, he was doing his business, using the bathroom at a restaurant that he owns, and an 8-foot python fell through the ceiling. Oh, my gosh. Apparently, the snake was looking for food.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, this guy just got up and ran from the bathroom.
Put his pants down around his ankles?
Pretty much. He stayed away. He says when he came back, the snake was gone. But I had to call the snake catchers to come and find it. But nobody's found it yet.
See, that would worry me more.
Oh, what do you mean you didn't find it? I have a restaurant to run. Oh, my gosh.
That's terrifying.
Oh, and all of this, I mentioned earlier, I think last week, an increase in gardening.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And they say now, because of that, and I am not joking, that it has led to thousands of archaeological finds. People are finding, you know, jewelry, old pieces of possibly, you know, bone, things like that. So, yeah. So people are picking things up and going, oh, my God, is this a little Green Army man? Get out of here. What? Very rare. Very rare.
To be a whole bag down there.
Yes, from 1961, a very rare Green Army man. He's the one lying down.
Oh, I need that one.
With his leg bent. Oh, man. Well, you never know, I guess, what you might find. I know Wendy does a lot of gardening in her yard, so
yeah.
I don't
What's
know.
The weirdest thing she's
I
ever
know,
found?
Wendy, I know. Let us know. Definitely let us know. I have a friend who was doing some gardening recently, and no joke, and found a piece of really nice jewelry, a diamond, pretty big on
wow.
it. So I'm sure it was out there from years ago. So keep digging, people. It's Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Something Good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. Out of sadness comes something good. Sharon Vermont, Chesterfield, Missouri, she honored her late mother. Her mother, she was in a nursing home. She had some complications from COVID, but she said, you know what? We used to meet up pretty regularly. Her favorite drink was a Starbucks white mocha. extra sweet. So her mother was 82 years old. She decided, you know what? I'm going to honor her in that way. She paid for 82 Starbucks white mochas, extra sweet, and gave them out to everybody. Starbucks wow. helped her in Chesterfield, Missouri, handed them out to everyone that came in. But she said the only stipulation was that you just wear a mask. Be careful. Wash wow. your hands. So there you go. So
nice.
Yep. Honored her 82-year-old mom with 82 white mochas, extra sweet.
I'm trying to remember if the only thing my dad had was he loved bananas.
Okay.
He would once you came into the house, mm-hmm. want a banana?
You want a, That's funny.
And at his 72nd birthday, it was a surprise party.
Right.
And everybody was given bananas. So anytime he went up to somebody, they turned around, hey, Mike, you want a banana?
I thought maybe you guys gave them all to him. That's
we did.
Funny.
We did.
You gave it. Oh, you did.
So
oh, that's
everybody,
funny.
Everybody that yelled surprise, they had a banana.
Oh, that's great.
So when he went up to say, hey, thanks for coming, they could say, you want a banana?
Okay, that's great.
He's walking around with a banana.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that a lot. That's good.
That's why I love that story.
And you figure, what, you know, $5 a piece, we'll just average right yeah. there. So, yeah, 82 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do the math.
Jeez, wow.
That
okay.
is a great story. Ooh. If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 941, getting ready to kick off the first of three music marathons. This one sponsored by the Health Plan of Nevada. It's open enrollment time for the individual health plan, so make sure you choose Health Plan of Nevada. Visit choosehpn.com. Recapping the show, well, if you want to hear it, it'll be included in the podcast, the most regrettable song that AC/DC has ever done. And when you hear it, it's not going to sound like AC/DC.
Oh, it sure does not.
That's why they never
not.
Released it or did it in concert.
Yeah. Nope.
The guy on the tarmac on the that ended up on the plane,
yeah.
physically on the plane over at McCarran, which we found out was over the weekend, not yesterday.
Right.
So, my
crazy.
Bad.
Crazy. Yeah.
That was a crazy story.
And
not as crazy as some of the poop stories. So. And they're still coming in, by the way. We had to cut it off, too.
Yes, we did. Yes,
but they're still
did.
Coming in. God bless everybody for the texts and phone calls. And
being so honest.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll continue with the middays. Keep you company. We're back tomorrow, so you have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. As we always say, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.